Discovering Christ in Revelation, Chapter 38, Eternal Security in Christ. A reading from Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. The book of Revelation opens with a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of his churches. It closes with a vision of all God's elect, the whole church of the redeemed, gathered before the throne of God and of the Lamb in glory. Everything in this book, from the first chapter to the last, is written to assure us of the eternal security and final perseverance of all who believe. God's church in this world is an elect, redeemed, sealed multitude, whose names are written from eternity in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundations of the world. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 8, the angel tells John that all who dwell upon the earth wonder at the beast and are deceived by the great harlot Babylon, false religion, except those whose names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. While others perish, they are secure. Though all others are deceived, they are secure. Though all others go down to hell under the wrath of God, those whose names are written in the book of life from the foundation of the world are secure. I want to demonstrate from Scripture that all true believers are eternally secure in Christ, being kept by the power of God's grace. Can a saved person ever be lost? It is possible for people saved by the grace of God, chosen in everlasting love, redeemed by the blood of Christ, and born again by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be lost at last? Can those who are called chosen and faithful perish? Can these people, any of them, ever be lost? Can one of God's elect go to hell? Is it possible for one of Christ's redeemed ones to suffer the wrath of God? Is it possible for one who is called by the Holy Spirit, regenerated and born again by almighty grace, to fall away, draw back, depart from Christ, and perish at last? Let these questions be answered not by words, opinions, theories, and doctrines of men, but by the Word of God alone. And the answer is emphatically, unconditionally, unequivocally, no. It is not possible for a saved person to be lost. If we hear nothing but the testimony of the Holy Scripture, we cannot question the eternal security of all God's saints. The righteous shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Job 17, verse 9. The Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Psalm 94, 14. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, ever and even forever. Psalms 125, verses 1 and 2. See also Psalm 89, verses 19 to 37. Quote, I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them, to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Jeremiah 32, verse 40. Our Savior promises, quote, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. John chapter 10, verses 27 to 30. And then in Romans chapter 8, 28 to 39, the Apostle Paul tells us that God is for us in His sovereign providence, in His saving purpose, and in His substitutionary provision. And, quote, if God be for us, who can be against us? God shall confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 8 through 9. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. See also 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 to 5. All these texts of Scripture tell us one thing. God's elect are eternally secure in Christ. They shall never perish. From Ecclesiastes 3, verse 14, the foundation of God standeth sure. Salvation is the work of God alone, and that which God does is done forever. What is the basis of our assurance and security in Christ? We have seen from the Scriptures that it is impossible for a saved person to be lost. We have the Word of God for it. Now, for the comfort and edification of your soul, let me go on to show why this is possible. 1. The perfection of God's character guarantees the eternal security of His elect. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 25. 2. God's immutability forbids any change in the objects of His love or in His attitude toward us. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, Job 23, 13, and James 1, 17. 3. God's omnipotence means that none can pluck us from our Savior's hands. John chapter 10, 28 to 29, 1 Peter 1, verse 5, and Jude 24 and 25. 4. God's mercy will never turn to wrath. 5. God's love will never become hatred. 6. God's faithfulness will never cease. 7. God's goodness cannot fail. 8. God's justice, having once been satisfied for the sins of His elect, can never demand satisfaction from those for whom Christ died. Romans 3, verses 24 to 26. Payment God cannot twice demand. First at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine. 9. God's eternal purpose, which cannot be altered, frustrated, or defeated, guarantees the eternal security of His elect. The purpose of God according to His election must stand. He will do all His pleasure, and His pleasure is the eternal salvation of His elect. Isaiah 46, 9-13, Ephesians 1, 3-14, 2 Thessalonians 2, 13, and the Gospel of John chapter 6, 37-40. Point number 10. His promises, which are yea and amen in Christ, guarantee the eternal security of all believers. Hebrews 13, 5. He promises eternal life to all who believe. John chapter 3, 14-16. He promises to forgive all our sins. 1 John 1, verse 9. Point number 11, the finished work of Christ guarantees the eternal security of God's elect. Christ has redeemed us, Galatians 3:13, Hebrews 9:12. We cannot be unredeemed. Christ has sanctified us, Hebrews 10, verses 10 through 14. We cannot be unsanctified, Christ has justified us, Romans 3:24. We cannot be unjustified. Christ has made us complete, Colossians 2:10. We cannot be made incomplete. Christ has made us to be seated in heaven, Ephesians 2:6. We cannot be unseated. Christ has blessed us, Ephesians 1:3. We cannot be unblessed. Christ has made us meet, that is, fit, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, Colossians 1:12. We cannot be made unfit. Point 12. The present intercession of Christ as our advocate in heaven guarantees the eternal security of God's elect. His prayers on our behalf cannot be denied. John chapter 17, verse 24. His advocacy cannot fail. 1 John 2, 1 and 2. Point number 13. The seal of the Holy Spirit, which cannot be broken, guarantees our eternal security in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, and chapter 4, verse 30. The seal preserves. The seal proves ownership. The seal is the earnest of our inheritance. All right, the basis of our assurance and security in Christ is not in any way dependent upon or determined by us. The whole basis of our security is our God, who He is, what He has done, and what He is doing for us. Our good works do not make us more secure, and our evil works do not make us less secure. Our security is Christ. The security and welfare of the sheep are the responsibility of the shepherd. Our relationship with the eternal God does in great measure determine what we do, but what we do in no way determines our relationship with the eternal God. Well, what about those who do depart from Christ and fall away? I do not deny that many do depart from Christ, forsake the gospel, fall away from the faith, and leave the church of God. Every pastor, every church, every believer is painfully aware of many who once walked in our company who now have left us. Our Lord experienced it, the apostles experienced it, and we experience it today. Men and women depart from Christ and fall away for many reasons. The love of the world destroys some. Trials overwhelm many. Self-will has destroyed multitudes like Judas. False doctrine ensnares some. And gradual apostasy has claimed many souls by Satan's craftiness. Yet it must be understood that those who depart from us for whatsoever reason never were truly of us. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. It is one thing to learn doctrine, but another thing to learn Christ. It is one thing to have an emotional experience, but another thing to be born again. It is one thing to change your life, but another thing to bow to the rule of Christ. What are we to learn of these things? A careful reading of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39, teaches us four things. One, there is a false faith by which many are deceived. Two, false faith will, sooner or later, depart from Christ. Many, I fear, depart from Christ and will never know it until the day of judgment. Three, true faith will persevere to the end. And four, salvation is of the Lord. Since salvation is of the Lord, we know that the salvation of God's elect is a matter of absolute certainty, and that all who trust Christ are infallibly secure in Him.